Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich. We've got a special show today. We're actually going to be doing a show with our wonderful food guru, Miss Katie Fitzgerald. She's going to be talking to us about wellness during vacations. And gosh, I'm so looking forward to this. So it's all about, you know, the long days of summer that beckon us to take, you know, to take off from work, enjoy vacations, spend quality time with our family, and resting and pursuing recreation activities. Boy, is that true. And for many of us, this time off is so long overdue. As a result, we enter the season of the fun under the sun. Then we're finding we're fatigued, stressed, and experiencing a variety of health issues that, gosh, it can turn into insomnia, weight gain, digestive disorders, and Katie shares about, you know, it's bloating and gas, constipation, allergies and skin conditions, even, you know, acne and all this stuff just seems to come up when we're on vacation. So we even may be experiencing leisure sickness. And boy, I'd never heard about that before. So I'm really excited to hear what Katie has to talk about with that. So, you know, these conditions of feeling ill during vacation, such as the headaches and the muscle pain, and even cold, people have been talking about. So I'm looking forward to having her, you know, be able to talk to us about that. And actually, you know, waiting for these guys to come on. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be back with you guys in just a few minutes.
Okay.
Woo-hoo. All right. So are we going to restart then?
Yeah, I'm going to restart.
Okay, good.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hi, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. Woo-hoo! We are going to talk about wellness on vacation. And we've got our food guru, Miss Katie Fitzgerald, in the house. Hey, Miss Katie, how are you tonight?
Hey, Miss Robin, I'm great. How are you?
I am so excited about this show. I had no idea there was this much to go on. We're just getting ready to go on vacation. And I have my wonderful co-host, Miss Amy Frost. How are you today, girl?
I'm on vacation.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you guys are sitting together. I'm so glad you're sitting together.
Just kidding.
So,
I'm feeling pretty good.
I know. She's such a kidder.
Actually,
I just love that about you.
She's actually on vacation.
I actually am on vacation. And Katie, join me.
Well, this is so appropriate. So appropriate. So today we're going to be talking about two or three days ago, I was listening to a show that we did back in January with Miss Katie Fitzgerald. And it was about just wellness getting into the new year with food and all different kinds of wonderful stuff. And you want to tell them a little bit about that program? I think you still have it going on with Facebook, don't you?
We're going to be starting a new one.
Woo-hoo!
Health Quest 2017.
Okay.
The second half. Because we are at that second half of the year where people's resolutions might have become a little bit vague. So we're going to reignite them.
It's the half year resolutions going on here. We need to go, and boy, wouldn't it be great if we could come up with a new way of resoluting that whole thing for people and not make it about New Year's, but just newness for self or something. Anyway, we can talk about
exactly.
That might be good brainstorming. Yeah. So right off the bat, I'm going to just talk about, you know, the long days of summer are just beckoning us to take off from work to enjoy vacations, you know, spending time with our quality, with our families, and resting, pursuing recreational activities. But for most of us, this time is long overdue. And as a result, we're entering the season of fun under the sun and feeling tired and stressed, experiencing a variety of health issues like insomnia and weight gain and destructive and digestive difficulties like bloating and gas and all those wonderful things. And even, you know, we've got some skin conditions and things that can occur. And we're thinking it's something because we're spending more time in the sun, when in actuality, it's what they're calling leisure sickness. And I didn't even know that that was a term until, of course, Miss Katie's enlightening us with all these wonderful things. You know, it's a condition that can make you feel ill while you're on vacation. And, boy, we just don't really want that for our regular diners here. You know, being able to get yourself all prepared for vacation isn't, you know, when you bought your ticket and you're ready to jump on the plane. It's actually about a month before that. So, Katie, why don't you talk about, you know, what we really need to be doing here. It's a great topic.
And let me just say one thing before we have Miss Katie dive in here. There's a lot of material here, and we will have it on Transformation Cafe. So we're gonna talk for the time that we have right now. But no, don't panic if you don't pick up everything she says. It will be on Transformation Cafe. So Katie, go.
Awesome. Well, as Robin mentioned, that oftentimes we go on vacation, and after the first day or two, all of a sudden we're feeling like absolute doo-doo, right? I wanted to say something else.
Is that a technical term? I feel doo-doo. I didn't know that was a technical term. Okay, good to know that.
Yeah, that's the technical term. But, you know, and not only that, is sometimes, so we could have flu and cold-like symptoms. We could experience, I know this happens to many of my family members, constipation. Either not eating your normal diet, you're not in your normal bed and sleeping well, you're not in your normal workout routine. You could even experience diarrhea. Many people call that traveler's diarrhea, but it's not necessarily what you ate, it's what you're not eating. And you could get sleep issues or jet lag. You might, if you're one of those people who goes gung-ho on their first day on vacation and goes and hikes the big mountain, you could end up with muscle and joint pain from just overdoing it. So I propose a four-prong approach to staying healthy during your vacation. CIGS, C-I-G-S. This is the only time that CIGS denotes something healthy for you. But CIGS stands for, C is for condition your body to participate in the activities you plan during your vacation. I stands for nourish your immune system. And G is for GI tract, your gastrointestinal tract. You want to prime it so it's functioning fully on your vacation. And S is for stress. You want to reduce the physiological impact of stress on your body before you go on vacation. So let's talk about C. C is condition your body, and I recommend that at least 30 days before you go on vacation, at minimum 15 days before, start to engage in the activities you plan on doing during your trip.
So, well, I plan on eating.
Okay.
So I should start eating.
Yeah, I'm going to eat a lot. I'm going to be doing a lot of eating.
I'm talking hiking,
oh,
biking,
all right.
Swimming, snorkeling, scuba diving. Now, you can't necessarily snorkel and scuba dive, but you can get into the swimming pool and start swimming around, right? Get those muscles toned and ready for that activity so that you don't go out and overdo. I recommend you start with short duration, low intensity. So don't go out there and try to do a marathon. Just walk around the block. If you haven't been doing any physical activity, start with 15 minutes of brisk walking and then work up from there to about an hour. A great way to do that is to work with a professional fitness coach who can put a program together so that you don't injure yourself, because that's the other thing you don't want to do is get injure yourself before you go. We'll have some links on the website that will tell you where to go to find a program.
And I think it's about being really clear with the person that you choose that I'm going on vacation. These are the things I'm going to do. Help me get conditioned for that. And I really love this concept. So, Robin, how about for you? I know you have a vacation coming up. Are some things that you're thinking about you want to get prepared, like with physically ready for?
Well, I think I'm going to need to totally get in the water and just, like, float. I think that would be good.
Nice. I like it.
The pre-floating for the floating that's going to happen on vacation. I think that's a great idea. But I'm planning on doing some hiking and stuff like that, and that makes me think of a couple of parks I have in the local area that actually have some hill challenges that would help me to get my legs and knees and stuff in a little more condition before we go. So that's a great idea.
Perfect.
Way to go. And you mentioned going outside. I do want to encourage you all that even if it's just floating in a pool, that vitamin D that you're generating by being exposed to the sun will definitely help get your body primed for your vacation, because D is important for many things, including keeping your immune system running smoothly. And that brings me to the next piece, which is the immune system in SIG. We want to nourish our immune system, get it really, really pumped up before we go, so that if we are going to an exotic location where we might be exposed to bacteria and things of that nature that our bodies have never encountered, we at least have a strong defense mechanism. And the best way to nourish your immune system is really to focus on some foods that are rich in vitamin C, foods rich in vitamin B complex. These vitamins are all very important for increasing your nutrition, the defense mechanism. Vitamin C in particular will decrease the length of time and severity of any symptoms you get if you do get a respiratory viral infection. And it also is a really powerful antioxidant that helps to support healing in sites of inflammation in your body. So if you did go out and do that hike yesterday and the muscles are a little sore, take some vitamin C, because that will help with the inflammation that your muscles are experiencing, as well as pump up the volume on your immune. The B complex is really a part of our diet that many people are lacking because we don't eat the foods that are necessary. Vitamin B, B1 through 12 and folate, really plays a huge part in promoting the production and the release of antibodies from B cells, as well as maintaining healthy levels of T cells. Now, these are technical terms that just about talking about who's in your army called your immune system. And both in the C world and the B world, there is a variety of foods you want to be pumping up. For C, you probably already thought of it, oranges, right? Mm. But what about bell peppers and pineapple? Going to Hawaii? Get some pineapple going on in your system. Asparagus, broccoli, kale, bok choy, all the greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, collard greens, these are all rich in vitamin C. Some of those are actually also rich in the B vitamins. And in terms of B vitamins, pretty much any fruit or vegetable is going to have B. But some superstars to put on your plate today are romaine lettuce, spinach, and cremini mushrooms. And just a quick word about spinach and romaine. They both have folate, which is a vitamin B that you might have heard referred to as folic acid. Folic acid is the synthetic version. Folate is what you get in your food. You want folate. So, yes, you can supplement, but it's really best to get it from your food. And a word about cremini mushrooms. Most people don't realize how powerful mushrooms are in terms of their nutrients. But vitamin B2, B5, and B3 are all found in cremini. Those are little baby portobellos, the little brown mushrooms. And if you want to get an extra dose of D, take your cremini mushrooms and set them on your window sill in the sun for about 2 hours, and you're going to actually triple the amount of vitamin D that they contain.
I mean, how brilliant is that?
Yeah.
Simple. And simple. Mm. Natural way to do that.
Yep. Now, B12 is...
You let them take a suntan.
Exactly.
They get the suntan before you have them. That's cool.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Who knew, right? Now, B12 is a little trickier to get because you do have to get it from food animal sources. And if you happen to have in your home, like I do, two vegetarians, for them, we have to do supplementation because there's really not a good, strong source of B12 in the plant world. You can get a little bit from algae and things of that nature, but you'd have to eat like 50 pounds to get through your right amount.
So Robin and I are going on a vacation together in about a month, and we've been talking about how do we do what you're talking about. So there's a Costco not far from the airport. So we're going to go to Costco and come up with our list based on the things that you're telling us. We're going to hunt down some farmers markets and look for roadside, vendors that can help us meet that. And so part of that, even with the proteins, looking for grass-fed beef and, fresh fish and those kinds of things.
Absolutely.
So Robin is like, in our planning stages, we've been talking about that. Any other ideas you're thinking about how to help people implement what she's talking about?
I just think, what's really fascinating to me is when we're looking at these different lists, like the turnip greens and mustard and collard greens and things like that. I mean, we're talking some real hefty and hearty greens that are going on, stuff like that. And I can see why that would be something that you really want to promote before you get that on there. So you're really doing a microcell, just a super blast for yourself to make sure that you've got those in there and things like that too. Yeah, because like we know once we get on the island, there's I was going to kiddingly say maybe we should get some grass, but there might be something to that, you know, the fact that the nutrients and things like that from the island, you know, instead of doing wheat grass, having some, you know, depending on where we're at, you know, that the whole thing of making sure that things are grass fed, that can be something that's real, I'm sure, beneficial for us too. Yeah, so that's something to think about.
Yeah. So, Katie's going to talk a little bit more about other vegetables, but something that comes to me. And to kind of throw this at Katie, she doesn't need to answer it right now. We can finish the vitamins, you know, before preparing your immune system. Juicing, do you have to eat them, or can they be juiced?
I wouldn't recommend juicing because you lose the fiber,
which
is part of the transport mechanism for many of the phytonutrients. We'll talk about those in a moment. But you could smoothie them.
Smoothie.
Put them in a blender, sure.
Okay.
And the nice thing when you smoothie things, when you put them in the blender, is you're actually pre-digesting them to a point. You're helping break them down so that your body doesn't have to work so hard to digest. And that's nice because then your body doesn't need to use the resources to build as much digestive enzyme. And so those resources can stay in the liver and in the cells where they're stored for another use.
Okay, yay. No. Okay, all right, I can smoothie. Juicing, I'm not a fan of anyway.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but that's not a pina colada. That's not a pina colada,
oh,
Amy. That's an actual green smoothie.
Yeah, you're
ruining
it for me. Don't ruin my vacation.
That's okay. I'm gonna be like.
I juice how I.
Yeah, I'll be. Yeah, that's true. I'll be slipping in some greens. That's all right. I'll slip some greens in her pina colada. It's all good.
If it's made with fresh pineapple and coconut, it's technically a smoothie.
My nutritionist says it's okay. So,
okay. That's good with me.
So if you are headed to the island, that's great because fish, things like salmon and shrimp and scallops are an excellent source of B12. You do want to stay away from some of the larger fish that can have high levels of mercury, such as your tunas and your...
Really?
Yeah, the larger the fish, the more likely it has a high amount of mercury.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about cake.
I love cake.
Okay, cake. So it actually, cake is my little acronym that stands for... three of the fat-soluble vitamins, K, A, and E. I just added an extra K in there because
we like cake.
So vitamins K, A, and E have very, very high antioxidant activity, and that really helps our immune system to clean up those free radicals that that are formed in just our natural processes. But our body naturally will clean them away and take care of them before they do damage. But if we don't have enough antioxidants in our body, then we can end up with too much garbage in our system. So we want to get rid of those.
We want just enough garbage.
We just want
not too much.
Not too much.
Okay, good.
Not too much. So we got to get rid of those free radicals. And free radicals, I'm not referring to hippies from Stanford. I'm referring to molecules that have lost an electron, so they become unstable and they start to pounce around in your body like a ping pong ball.
Oh, no. That sounds awful.
So we don't want ping pong balls in our system. That brings me to our minerals. Minerals, by the way, sources of A, K, and E are turnip greens, Swiss chard, mustard greens. Again, those greens, they're a real powerhouse.
Now, can you get that at most grocery stores now?
Okay, absolutely.
Good. And what, frozen? Is frozen okay?
Frozen is perfectly fine. In fact, frozen, the beautiful thing about frozen fruits and vegetables is they freeze them right in the field.
Okay.
So they're freshly harvested. They're going to have a much higher level of nutrients in them than the strawberries and things that have been sitting in your grocery store for 2 weeks.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. Thanks.
So let's talk a little bit about...
Well, that'll help it making a... Yeah, I was going to say with frozen ones like that, the way that would help with making it a smoothie as well.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yep, that acts as your ice.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, that's exciting.
All right, write that down.
Write that down. There's a couple of minerals that are super important for your immune system. I'm sure many of you have heard of zinc as being one of them. But another one is selenium. And selenium is obtained from fish and shellfish, as well as tofu and whole grains. By whole grains, I don't mean whole grain bread. I mean the real grain. So don't eat the wheat bread. Eat the wheat berries. Don't eat the quinoa bread. Eat the quinoa. Don't eat the rice flour cereals and things of that nature. Eat the rice. So go for the whole grain.
And we talked a little bit earlier, how would one do that?
Yes, because one thing about grains, whole grains in particular, and beans, is if you think about what they are in a plant, they are the predecessor to a baby plant. And so they actually contain the life force of that plant. And to protect that baby plant, to make sure it actually comes to fruition, the seed or the legume contains anti-nutrients that actually cause the seed or the legume to not be digested if an animal were to eat it, but instead to get pooped out into its own little field of fertilizer. And then it flourishes. So our bodies are no different than any animal, other animal, and we can't digest these foods properly. We can't get to all the beautiful nutrition in them. So what we have to do first is we need to pretend like we're going to sprout the bean or the seed, and we actually soak it overnight, then rinse off all the water, and then start with fresh water to cook it. And what you've basically done is you've told the seed it's time to germinate, to pop open, and it will open itself up and let those nutrients out. Some sources, great sources for selenium are your Brazil nuts. You might have heard of those.
Love those.
Brazil nuts are an excellent source. And then a good source of zinc and copper. I mentioned zinc is found in shellfish, but it's also heavily found in things like your kale, your mustard greens. You're probably getting tired of hearing of those, but those are the power foods, right? Beet greens are also a good one. Leeks are a great source. Summer squash, cumin, and turmeric, also great sources of these nutrients. And
Robin, so I know you're a big fan of some of these foods. Are there some ways that you are incorporate them into what you're cooking?
I actually had a question for you about turmeric, Katie.
Because
I heard that turmeric, to be really effective, actually needs to be interacting with black pepper to have it be truly activated. Is that true?
It's not actually true. All foods have synergy with each other. And so with turmeric actually does better if it's interacting with healthy fats. So you don't want to necessarily put turmeric on something that has no fat in it. And that holds true for things like spinach and all of your greens, leafy greens also need a little bit of a fat carrier because they contain fat-soluble vitamins. So in order for your body to absorb them, you need some fat. And same thing with turmeric.
So if I did that, would that be like using coconut oil or something? Would that be a good compliment for that?
Yeah, coconut.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, coconut oil absolutely.
Okay, cool, because Amy's actually shared a recipe called golden milk with me, and that's actually a really good one. We'll go ahead and make sure that that's on this episode, too, so people have that recipe for golden milk. And it's delicious, and you've got the turmeric going on with it, and you've got a little coconut oil.
Yep.
So that's a nice compliment
and
for
it's
everything.
Super healthy. Super healthy for you. That actually comes from Ayurvedic medicine.
Yeah.
And it's really a great source of hydration. And it's a great source of turmeric and the beautiful anti-inflammatory and antioxidant components of turmeric.
And let me just come back real quick. It's great if you can, get the seeds and soak them and do that. But if that's a little bit beyond what you want to do right now,
you could just go ahead and buy your beans or your grains already cooked. You can buy canned beans, but be sure you get ones that have a can lining that is not made from BPA, which is a plastic that is harmful. I know that Eden Organics is a brand that was the very first brand out there to have cans that did not use BPA. So you can check them out. So easy way.
It's an easy way to do it.
Yep. So we were talking just a moment ago about that the golden milk is a great way to start to get hydration during the day as well. And that brings me up to priming your GI tract for proper function before you travel. You want to make sure that you're hydrating your body properly every day before you go on vacation, during your vacation, and after your vacation. Because without sufficient water, your GI tract will not do a proper job of digesting, absorbing, and moving nutrients through your bowel system. It's very, very important to hydrate if you're going to travel on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Airplanes are super dry. The humidity on there is significantly low. And you're also in a pressurized cabin. So the pressure isn't equal to that on Earth. It's actually a little bit less. And so you're experiencing some real changes there in the air.
And here living in Vegas, that's an issue. And what I find people say, I'll drink when I'm thirsty. It's too late.
Yep.
If you're thirsty, you're already way past needing to drink.
Yep. And if you want to prevent jet lag, the way I do it is I eat a banana when I get on the airplane, so it gives me some good potassium.
Mm-hmm. Good.
And then I drink 1 liter of water for every 2 hours
that
I'm on an airplane. So that's a lot of water, but I do it. And I buy a liter.
And you sit next to the restroom.
You don't need to.
You
will not, trust me. Your body is taking that moisture in. That's how much you're losing.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Because a lot of times I don't drink water because I don't want to be running back and forth to the bathroom on the airplane.
No, you'll be fine. Trust me.
Okay. All right. I do.
Okay. The other thing that brings me up, it's okay if you need to get up and go use the restroom because that's movement.
That's true.
Movement's
good. That's a good point.
In fact, movement, getting physical before you go on your vacation, you mentioned doing that to get conditioned. But it's also important because exercise improves motility in the GI tract. So you get moving, you'll get everything moving. You'll relieve constipation, you'll get regular. And we're going to talk a little bit about poop for a moment.
Oh, okay.
If you are not having at least 3 full bowel movements a day, you are constipated. That's all I'm going to say on that. So for physical, you don't have to do anything crazy. You could walk. You could do some yoga. You could dance. Get up and move for 10 or 15 minutes, ideally 30. And exercise not only gets things moving, but it helps to tone and strengthen the walls of the colon so that they have stronger contractions. So each contraction is more efficient. Okay?
So we have a 6-hour flight, so I think, Robin, we need to be doing yoga in the aisles on the plane.
Sure. I do it actually in the box.
What?
I'm
going to
be a popular gal on that plane, let me tell you.
Yes, you will. Yes, you will.
The other thing is, one thing to keep in mind, and especially during your trip, is before and after, during your trip and after, eat in a relaxed environment. You want to make sure that you're free of distractions, that you can really pay attention to your food. This helps prevent the stress response, which can set off a cycle that results in gas, bloating, and diarrhea. And keep in mind that if I were to ask you when does digestion begin, most of you would say in the stomach. I'm going to tell you it actually starts with your nose and your eyes.
Mm.
So really look at your food, smell your food, and get the digestive pump primed so that when the food enters into the stomach, the brain already knows what's coming and has already worked out what chemicals it needs. That brings me to the S in SIG, woohoo, which is to reduce the psychological impact, the physiological impact of stress. When you're faced with stress, your body goes into this flight or fight mode, a physiological reaction that's initiated and moderated by our sympathetic nervous system. This response evolves to protect us, of course, right? From direct threats to our health, such as a stalking tiger. Well, today, work, traffic, and relationship stress has replaced the stalking tiger as the stimulus.
Oh, my God.
Right? We're all facing chronic stress, a situation that leads to an always-on immune system. This always-on immune system taxes the body, depleting it of resources necessary to fight normal infection. This compromised situation in our body can manifest in a variety of ways, including dermatitis, so rashes on your skin, cardiovascular disease, and autoimmune disease.
See, that's why I'm taking flights. My flight will be to Hawaii.
There you go. That's a good flight.
Oh, yay! Aloha.
It's on first class.
And, you know, here's
the thing. It worked out really well for her.
Cool. Yeah, and you get pineapple there, so this is
yeah,
cool, right?
Yeah, I know.
All those
oh, yeah, excellent. Yeah, exactly.
One thing to keep in mind is I know a lot of you are saying, I'm stressed, yeah, but I'm handling it, I'm fine, not a big deal. Well, actually, stress can mask symptoms of ill health until you have less demands on your time, psyche, and biochemistry. So vacation represents one of those situations where the demands have been lifted, opening the door for ill health to be felt. It's been there, you just didn't feel it. So improving your physiological response to stress before you go on vacation can help bolster your immune system and help you not get sick before you go. You didn't really get sick on vacation. You were already sick when you went.
Well, and I think that's an important part. If you kind of stop and think back of the times you went on vacation and you got sick, I think you're gonna be shocked at how many times that has happened.
Yep. I know that it happens all the time in my family. So what do we do about this? How do we improve our body's physiological response to stress? We take a deep breath. No, seriously, take a deep breath.
Okay, I feel better.
It's as easy as taking deep breaths. A good 5 minutes every day focusing on deep breathing will help turn down your sympathetic nervous system and allow your parasympathetic nervous system, which is your rest and digest system.
Nice.
It'll help that system to come up to the front and calm everybody down. So the next step you need to do is, once you've taken that deep breath, is you need to identify the stimulant, the situations that trigger your flight or fight stress response. Keep in mind, take 1 G out of trigger, right, MMR, and you have a tiger, Right? So what's your tiger? Get to know your tigers so you can script your response for the future. If you know that your one coworker always, you know, triggers you, when you see them walking down the hall, take a couple deep breaths or head the other way. But be aware that stress is not real. Stress doesn't exist. It is our response to a stimulant that causes the stress response in our body, that causes that fight or flight system to ignite. So I mentioned a lot of nourishing foods. They're going to be on listed on the Transformation Cafe, so you'll have those details. But if you have a question that I haven't answered about staying healthy on while traveling on vacation, you can go to my contact page on my website, enhancedhealthsolutions.com, and you can send me a question. Be happy to answer. So to round this out, I just want to cover one last topic because we talked about while traveling, but what about after?
What about after?
Well, just like I said, you should allow 3 days before you go on vacation.
Yeah.
Right, to get out there, or 30 days to get ready. When you come back, don't schedule yourself to land at midnight on Sunday and go back to work on Monday.
You mean I shouldn't do 3 hours?
No.
No?
No. You need 3 days.
3 days?
3 days before you go back to work. And what you're going to do in those 3 days, two things. Yeah.
Get a doctor for that.
Who the heck does that? If they do a day, that's a miracle.
If they do a day, it's a miracle, I know. But seriously, take this time. You're going to reflect, and you're going to reestablish routine. What I mean by reflect is get your photographs that you took on your vacation, write your stories, put a little note, organize them in an album on your computer, and write a little note about what happened in that picture, why you kept that picture, why you didn't destroy it, because I delete a lot of my vacation pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And then
evidence. You know, you got to be
careful. What happens in Vegas? Stay in Vegas.
What happens on vacation stays on vacation, yes.
That's
exactly. Exactly. So the other bar was to reestablish your routines, and that means get back into your exercise habits, get back into your ablutions, your cleansing routine, your self-care at night, you know, because when
all the things you all do, I know you do.
You do them. Don't tell us you don't. Pretend you do. Because we know during vacation you're not doing those things. You're go, 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 go. So you want to get back into those routines, and also your leisure routine. And your diet routine. And what I mean by that is, during those 3 days, go stock up your refrigerator.
Brilliant.
Make sure you've got healthy food in the house so you're not tempted to go out and eat things you don't want your body to have. And then reset and recalibrate. So plan your return to work. Plan out your first day. Have a list of your top 6 things you need to accomplish when you get back to work. That's my Mary Kay showing.
I like it.
Mary Kay always said, write down the 6 things you need to do today that will make the biggest impact in your life.
Don't try
to do 25 things. Do 6. And then revisit your personal and professional goals. You know, vacation is a great time to reflect on yourself.
Exactly.
Right? So take that time. Vacation, the word, if you think about what vacate means, it means to depart, right, to get away from things. So you want to truly vacate. Don't bring your email with you.
Ooh.
Don't bring your laptop with you. In fact, if you can, turn off your electronics. Just
Amen.
A day, just for a day.
Amen.
And take a vacation from that as well. And be with yourself and be with your family.
Well, I think we crammed in a lot of really great stuff there. Don't you think, Robin?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? I am excited about my vacation now because I know I'm going to just have a great time and have a sense of wellness and all that. And then, you know, it's just all about being proactive about, you know, what are the things that I'm going to be doing that really help me to enjoy it that much more. And, you know, I'm looking forward to some pineapple now. I really am. I thought I was. I'm really looking forward to it now. That's good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to Kauai in August, so I'm going to follow my own advice and
perfect.
Be eating some pineapples and some greens and some spinach and get out and go hike and bike and swim. So enjoy your vacations, all. Woo-hoo!
Is there someplace, you know, we will have a link at the transformation-cafe.com for making sure that people can get a hold of you. Is there any other websites or things you'd like to be? And again, reminding everybody, she's going to be starting that new program on Facebook. What's the name of the Facebook page you've got for that?
So for Facebook, it is my Enhanced Nutrition Solutions is my Facebook page, and it is HealthQuest 2017 Part 2. So it's mid-year, and many of us have forgotten our resolutions for the new year. So it's time to reignite our resolutions and get moving. Healthy food, healthy movement, healthy relationships. So
all right. Well, I'll be on that quest. How about you, Robin?
Oh, I'm going to be on it, and I'll be, right along with you guys. So, you know, and thank you for doing that, Katie. I think it's just really awesome. And it's always nice to have that opportunity to be able to reset, you know, no matter what you've got going on, and feel like you can, you know, just stop the cycle of going in the wrong direction, be able to reset yourself and just move forward and have it be in a positive way.
Yeah.
I just think it's so awesome. Yeah.
I'm a big fan of reset resolutions.
Reset resolutions. There we go. That's the name. Instead of sleep resolution, reset resolution. Nice. I like that. Well, I want to thank everybody for joining us here at the cafe. And as always, really thanking our international audience and cafe members. And again, any questions, comments, just go ahead and leave them down at the bottom of our show. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, Miss Katie.
Thank you, Robin. Thank you, Amy.
Okay. We'll see you. And as always, I thank you, my wonderful, beautiful co-host, Miss Amy Frost. So we'll see you guys next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.